בעזרת השם, מנחס חינוך, מצווה יוד, מצווס אכילס מצו, שיר גימל. The פסוק says, ושמרתם את המצויס, and חזל learned out that there's a din of שמירו by מצו, שמירו that it shouldn't become חומץ, but it's a din of שמירו לשמו. The שמירו has to be done לשמו. This is מבור כמה פעמים. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem discusses בצקויס של נוחרים, גויש דו, which is not shmura. So Adam Amalek Kreisoy Mehem Uvilvad Sheyoichel Kezayis Matzo Bachroina. You can eat them on Pesach. We'll see why, that it's not a chashash of chametz, but you're not yoitzah the mitzvah of Leil Tesvov of Be'erev Teichel Matzis, unless it's shmura l'shmo. Also the sugi in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says Lach Meitoida are not kosher for matzah. Why? So there's a machlokes, but Rabba says the reason is because it's not shmura l'shmo. You were shomer it l'shem zevach, not l'shem matzah. And since it wasn't shmura l'shem matzah, it's not shmura matzah. Also in Chulin Daf Dalid, by the sugi of matzahs kusi, it's mavur that there's a din of shmira by matzah. Nechlekel harishonim, from when is the din shmira? Is it mishas lisha, when you throw the water into the kemach and you start kneading it? That's when you have to start watching it, but before they're not? Oy dilma, some rishonim hold that there's already a din shmira mishas tchina, and some even hold mishas ktsira. It's a shayla in how to learn a pshat in the sugi there in Pesachim Daf Mem, whether there's a din of shmira mishas ktsira, mishas tchina, or mishas lisha. The Menchas Chinuch speaks out that we spoke in the previous shir be'emes that if you make a matzah out of mei peiros, and the Rambam shita is that mei peiros is not a chesaron of lechem oini, matzah ashira. The Rambam holds only yayin, shemen, cholov, and dvash is a problem, that it's not lechem oini. But shar mei peiros is considered lechem oini. The kasha is, frek the Ramban, but there's no shmira. Since mei peiros ain machmitzin, so there's no chance it's going to become chometz. It's not chal the din of shmira. So what's the tzad that it's a good matzah? There was no shmira done. Zokti Menchas Chinuch, yeah, but if you hold that there's a shredi shmira mishas ktsira or shmira mishas tchina, then in fact you could make matzah with mei peiros. In a chanami, starting from the lisha, there was no shmira, but you already did shmira. You did the shmira mishas ktsira or mishas tchina. The Ramban who asks the kasha vayistos holds that midoi raisa, the shmira only starts mishas lisha. There's a makar from the Yerushalmi that the din of Shmira only starts Mishas Lisha. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos in Perakal Gadol, also in the beginning of Masechta Beitza, it says that you're allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tif. But which Malachas? Which Malachas are considered Eichel Nefesh? So the Yerushalmi says there's a Hekesh. It says, Ach Asher Yeyachal L'chol Nefesh, Hu Yeyasa L'chem. And next to that it says, Ushmartem Es Hamatzois. Zok the Yerushalmi, just like Ushmartem Es Hamatzois is Mishas Lisha, Hu Adin, the heter of Eichel Nefesh is referring to malachis that are Mishas Lisha. L'mashal, there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh to do Ktsira or Tchina. The heter of Malachas Eichel Nefesh is Mishas Lisha, just like Ushmartem Es Hamatzos is Mishas Lisha. And that's a smach that the Shita is that the Shmira is only Mishas Lisha, Midei Raisa Al Koponim. There's a famous kasha from the Tzlach, the Menchas Chinuch brings it later on. We know, and we talked about it already, that matzah must be made only out of the chameshes minei dogon, and not oirez, because only the chameshes minei dogon are boim lidei chimutz, and only what's bo lidei chimutz has a din of lechem, and could be considered matzah. And a matzah made out of oirez is not matzah. Frek the tzlach, oirez can't become chametz, that we know. The Gemara says only the chameshes minei dogon become chametz. So why is it necessary that there's a gzeres hakosav, that matzah is only made out of the chameshes minei dogon, and not oirez, because kacha, that's the metzias, that's the what is considered matzah. Anyways, oirez wouldn't be able to be considered matzah, because you didn't do shmira. Matzah must have shmira l'shma. Oirez doesn't have shmira, because it can't come to chametz, there's nothing to do a shmira on. That alone would be a reason it's possible. So the tzlach brings it sad that wouldn't be a psul. Adarabah, the matzah of oirez ein lecha shmira gadol mizeh. The fact that it can't come to chimutz, that's the best shmira. But the hanocha, the way the achrayim asked the kasha, is that you need to actively do a shmira, that there's a chashash, it will come to chametz, and you have to be shomer. So again, the question is, so why do we need a din that matzah has to be chameshes minei dogon and not oirez? Anyways, by oirez, there's no shmira. Is l'maisa one teretz could be, what if you made a matzah out of a flour, a kemach, that's mixed, oirez and dogon? And the truth is, such a matzah, if it's only if it's roiv dogon and a tam of dogon is good. But I was thinking, Harifus, if you would make a matzah that's poshut half oiras and half chitin, maybe even roiv oiras and a little bit of chitin. Soif kol soif, because of the little bit of chitin that's mixed into the dough, it might come to chometz, and you need to be do shmira. Now, even though you're only being shomer the chitin part, but you're not being shomer the chitin part, you're being shomer the whole thing. You took a bowl, you put some oiras flour into it, you put some chitin flour, mixed it with water. Such a dough needs shmira. It might come to chametz because of the chitim shaboy. And then you would be able to have a matzah that's roiv oires and miut chitim. Avada kahayon, you can't, because there's a din that matzah has to be made out of the chameshes minei dogon. The Menachas Chinuch himself on the Tzlach's Kasha later on in Sifkot and Chav Beis says a teretz that if you have shmura matzah that gets mixed up with non-shmura matzah, you're able to say bittel beroiv. Bittel beroiv could make it considered shmura. If you would have matzah that got mixed up with matzah of oirez and you can't tell the difference, avada kehayoim that oirez is not matzah b'chlal, matzah is only chameshes minei dogon, bittel beroiv wouldn't help. But if it would only be an issue of lishma, then maybe then it wouldn't be a problem. It's another teretz to the Tzlach's kasha. The Prichodesh brings down in Simen Tofnun Gimel that he brings down the shittas that you need shmira all the way mishas ktsira, and that he holds that it's midai raisa ready that you need shmira mishas ktsira. Others held that no, midai raisa mishas lisha. The din of shmira mishas ktsira is only a derabbanon. But the Prichodesh brings it aside that there's a din midai raisa of shmira mishas ktsira. Frek the Nesivis, is safer on Hilchas Psochem, is called Mekor Chayim. Frek the Nesivis in the Mekor Chayim, he has a kasha. The Yerushalmi discusses in Challah, in the beginning of Masech Tachallah, actually Perek Beis, Masech Tachallah, the Yerushalmi discusses when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael that first year, what did they eat? Which matzah did they eat? The only thing available was matzah shel chodosh. So the Yerushalmi asks, you can't eat matzah shel chodosh. It's usher to eat chodosh till the morning of Tezayin Nisan when you makrav the Korban Oimer. So what in fact did they do? And the Yerushalmi starts discussing that maybe Esei Doicha Loisa Sei, this is a famous topic, this Yerushalmi, it's brought in Tosis and Kedushin Lamed Ches, and in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, whether you say Esei Doicha Loisa Sei by Matzah Shel Chodesh. And it's a big Arichas, it's not our topic now. But the Yerushalmi's maskana there is that Be'emes you don't say Esei Doicha Loisa Sei by a Matzah Shel Chodesh, because it's Esei Lefnei Adibur or other reasons, you don't say Esei Doicha Loisa Sei. So the Yerushalmi says, so what did they do for Matzah that year? Zok the Yerushalmi, they bought from the Tagorim Nochrim. They bought flour, they bought wheat from the Goyim. No, Frek the Nesivis, what does it mean they bought wheat from the Goyim? That means wheat that the Goyim had already cut before Rosh Hashanah. It shouldn't be Chodesh. Wheat that the Goyim had cut from the year before. No, it wasn't Shmira, Mishas Ketzira. How could the Yerushalmi say that that's the matzah they were yoitza? Is a raya that you only need Shmira, Mishas Lisha. Or maybe Trina, maybe. But not Shmira, Mishas Ketzira. It says in the Yerushalmi that they couldn't use matzah shel chodesh, so they bought wheat that was already niktzar from the goyim, from the year before. If the goyim cut it just now, then it's chodesh. So you see, you don't need shmira mishas ktsira. So the Menachas Chinuch says, the Yerushalmi, it's Yerushalmi l'shitase. The Yerushalmi in Beitza, and in Shabbos Perek Zayin, we just mentioned before, holds mefurish that shmir is only mishas lisha. That the same way the heter of Oichel Nefesh on Yontif is Mishas Lisha, because Ushmartim es HaMatzoy is Mishas Lisha. So the Yerushalmi Lishitosoy, that Shmirim Mishas Lisha, the Yerushalmi can say that they bought Chitim from the Tagorim Nochrim. Geshmak, a befrek the Chasam Seifer. Seif Kosef, it is a machlokes. There are Rishonim that hold you need Shmirim Mishas Ktsira. What are they going to do with what did Klal Yisrael do that first year? Zok the Chasam Seifer. Those Rishonim will hold that you could eat Matzah Shel Chodesh. We know it's an issue. It's a big topic. Whether you say Esei Doicha Lois Sevi Matzah Shel Chodesh. Someone, a sheet in the Rishonim or in the Gemara that's going to hold that you need Shmira Mishas Ktsira Midoi Raisa, Behechruch is going to hold that year they ate Matzah Shel Chodesh. And then you hold that you do say Esei Doicha Lois Sevi Matzah Shel Chodesh. I was thinking that maybe, you know, we were mafalpul in the previous year if mon is kosher for matzah. And we had various reasons why it's not poshut that mon is kosher for matzah. Mon is not considered chameshes minei dogon. Mon is not matzah haru'uya l'shiva. Mon is not roi to be chometz. We talked about it. But I don't know, maybe this would be another option. If we're cutting corners here, what did Klal Yisrael do that first year? If you hold that you can't eat matzah shel chadash because it's esed lechalosi, you don't say. And you hold they couldn't take from the katsira of the nochem from the year before because it's not shmira mishas katsira. So maybe they used mon. Or maybe the bedatz eid acharedis 2 years earlier when they were still in the midbar sent a few shluchim before Yeshua and Pinchas with the meraglim to already be in charge of the shmira mishas katsira for the matzah of that year. It could be, but that's b'melitza ba'alma. L'guf adin, for the din of shmira, it's mavor that we said that you need shmira l'shma, and the Minchas Chinuch brings, and it's a shayla in the poiskim, whether you say stoma l'shma. You know, some things, by kochim, there's a din of l'shma, but there's a din of stoma l'shma. By gittin, there's a shayla, do you say stoma l'shma, asugin, kolaget? What about l'gabi matzah? So nems on the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the pashtus of the Rishonim, in Pesachim there, that you don't say stoma l'shma. Because why should you say stoma l'shma? Who says, if this person was k'tzira, t'china, lishup, creating matzahs, who says he's doing it for Pesach? Maybe he's doing it stama that he wants to eat a flat bread. Or even more, the Minchas Chinuch adds, maybe he's doing it for the other 7 days of Pesach. Interesting, you see, he names on that l'shma has to mean l'shem, the mitzvah's matzah of Leil Tesvav. Even having in mind that you're doing it for the rest of the 7 days is not l'shma. So he says, you don't say stoma l'shma. You have to be feirish, say bepeh, I'm doing this for the shame matzah smitzvah v'leil tezvav. It's a fascinating zach. In the matzah bakery, 95% of the matzahs that end up getting baked end up not being eaten on leil tezvav. People eat them the rest of the 7 days of yontif. But that's not what you have to be having in mind. You have to have in mind that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah matzah v'leil tezvav. Other achrayim argue that the entire 7 days, you know, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. The Grah held that there was a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. The Pashtus, the Grah held that the mitzvah of eating matzah 7 days, shivas yom matzis techelu, the mitzvah kiyumis of eating matzah, is a matzah of lishma. You need to eat lishma, shmur lishma, on such matzah also. So then it's a sticky issue. If all 7 days needs shmur l'shma, then it should suffice. If a person, the Pharisee said, here's a matzah for Leil Pesach, and I'm telling you, when I created it, when I baked it, when I was loshit, I was having in mind that it's for the 7 days. Is that yoitza or not? The Minchas Chinuch is mashmig not yoitza. It has to be l'shem, the mitzvah of Leil Tezvav. And you don't say stoma l'shma. You know, I'm a supik. A chabura went to the matzah bakery. They didn't say l'shma. But well, it's not stoma l'shma. Well, maybe they stoma, they want to eat a piece of bread. It's clear they're doing it with all the hidurim. They're doing it for matzah. Why doesn't that itself be considered stoma l'shma? Maybe stoma, a guy grabbed in the same oven that he's using all year, makes, like, just cleans it and then bakes bread just like he baked all year. Maybe then it's different. But when a guy goes to the matzah baker, that's not stoma l'shma. Also, there's a shayla, when do you start stoma l'shma? There's a sugya of matzah yishono. You know, there's a sugya in sukkah daf. Lamid of a sukkah daftes of sukkah yeshana. There's a machloikis beishami beis hillel that beishami says there's a din of sukkah that it needs to be done l'shma, and beis hillel holds there's no din of l'shma by sukkah. But according to beishami, that there's a din, we learn it from a pasuk, you need l'shma, so a sukkah yeshana is no good. What does it mean? Like most rishonim, a sukkah that was made more than 30 days before sukkahs, meaning a sukkah that you make within 30 days, then even beishami's moed it's good. Why? I Beishami needs l'shma. Because this stoma l'shma. That's the pashtus most Rishonim understand there. Then again, there's a machlokes Beishami Beis Hillel whether you need l'shma by sukkah. That you have to put up the schach l'shem sukkah. But even like Beishami, if you do the sukkah within 30 days before, within 30 days, less than 30 days before sukkahs, that's called stoma l'shma. So there's a shayla in the achroinim. By matzah also, if there's a din l'shma, and we're saying the Minchas Chinuch says there's no din of stoma l'shma. You mamish have to say beferish you're doing it l'shma. But what if it's not a matzah yeshana? What if it's within 30 days? Is there a maila that it's within 30 days? Other acharim say no. Mamish, even until Erev Pesach mamish, it has to mamish be said l'shma. Otherwise, there's no stoma l'shma. But if you go into that sugya a little bit, it comes at a fascinating maisa. The Mishnah in Sukkah, like we said, Naftes says, Machlekes Beishami Beis Hillel, about a sukkah yeshana. And the Gemara's Masber over there, Beishamai holds you need l'shma. And that's why, if you make a sukkah more than 30 days before, it's not good, unless you say that you're doing it l'shma. And Beis Hillel says, there's no din of l'shma. He learns the pasuk for something else. There's no din of l'shma by sukkah, bichlal. You can make a sukkah, afilu metchilas hashana. There's no din of l'shma by sukkah. Tosfos over there in sukkah brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, matzah yeshana, machloikis Beishamai Beis Hillel. That the same way by sukkah yeshana, there's a machloikis Beishami Beis Hillel, Matzah Yishona, there's a machloikis Beisham and Beis Hillel. The Yerushalmi then continues, Omer Rabbi Yosi, no, it's not a machloikis. Everyone's mind, the Matzah Yishona is no good. Because if you didn't have in mind for Pesach, then there's a chshah shaloi dikdik, but we're worried that it's pashut going to be chometz. So there's a new problem, it's pashut going to be chometz. But the first chelik of the Yerushalmi, Matzah Yishona, the same way there's a machloikis Beisham and Beis Hillel, by Sukkah Yishona, there's a machloikis Beisham and Beis Hillel by Matzah Yishona. Frek the Pnei Yeshua there in Sukkah. Beis Shammai's din of Lishma by Sukkah. The Gemara learns that from a Pesach. Chaga Sukkah is Tasa L'chol, Hashem, Sukkah. There's a din of Lishma by Sukkah. No, but by Matzah, where does it say Lishma? Vosepis Beis Shammai should hold of a din Lishma by Matzah. By Sukkah, the Gemara learns out a Pesach that there's a din of Lishma. By Matzah, there's no such Pesach. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. The makar of Lishma, according to Beis Shammai, is as pasuk by Sukkah. But then we still sue that who had in the matzah needs to be Lishma, Gzereshava Tezvov Tezvov. So Beis Shammai that has a din of Lishma by Sukkah, Gzereshava Tezvov Tezvov has a din of Lishma by Matzah. So Beis Hillel, who doesn't hold of Lishma by Sukkah, doesn't have Lishma by Matzah. Azoizok the Pnei Yeshua. Frekta Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach, the Sfasemes. A lot of Acharonim. It's a pillar. We're scrolling the whole time already. There's a din of Shmir Lishma by Matzah. Ushmartem es hamatzois. That you need Lishma. Betzeke shal nochrim is no good. Lachmei toid is no good. You need Shmir Lishem Matzah. So Adarab, the Pnei Yeshua was muttering, where is Beis Shammai? Learn out Lishma by Matzah. And he kvetches ois that there's a tezvov, tezvov. That once by Sukkah you need Lishma, by Matzah you need Lishma. Punkfakert. By Matzah? How could the Yerushalmi say it's a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? What, Beis Hillel holds you don't have Lishma by Matzah? Ushmartem es hamatzois. There's no din of Lishma. Pum faker. By Matzah for sure there's a din of Lishma. Ushmartem es hamatzois. Shmur hamatzah. The Achronim all deal with this kasha. Reboruch Ber in Birkas Shmuel and Gittin Simen Yud talks about the kasha also. He says a vort. He says, Avadet is a din of Shmira Lishma by Matzah. But the Shmir is a din kavona. It's not a chalois in the matzah. It's a din kavona. The Yerushalmi over here is discussing that there's a machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that there's a din lishma, that it's a chalois in the cheftza itself. That you have to make the matzah lishma, the schach lishma, sukkah lishma, matzah lishma. Avad is a din of kavona. What's the nafkemina if it's a din kavona or it's a chalois in the matzah? So harbe yesh ladin bazeh, but we'll speak at one nafkemina. Because Shmuel brings. The Menchas Chinuch himself asks, Behemshech, later on in Sifkot Yudalid, the Gemara says that if a person makes lachme toida, you can't use it for matzah. Because it wasn't l'shem matzah, it was l'shem zevach. But what if a person makes lachme toida, and he doesn't even know what he's going to use it for? He wants to sell it in the shuk. And he says, beferish, I don't know who's going to want to buy it from me. Maybe someone who wants to bring a carbon toida, and then he can use it for carbon toida. Maybe someone that wants it for Leil HaSeder, for Pesach, he'll use it for Pesach. I'm not involved, I'm baking, and I'm having in mind limkar l'shuk. And the Gemara says, if you make lachmei toida limkar l'shuk, then it's kosher for matzah for Pesach. The buyer could buy it from you for kosher for Pesach. Frekta minchas chinuch, we hold ein breira. How could you be toilet like that? You're being toilet b'das acherim. The guy that's baking this in the oven doesn't have a clue of who next week is going to come buy it from him. Is it going to be a yid that wants to bring a carbon toida? Or is it going to be a yid who wants to use it for Pesach night? It's ein breira. How could you make a chalois like that? Why is it kosher from matzah? The minchas chinuch asks the kasha, and the achronim deal with it a lot. Zokra baruch ber, kana dover toli. Like Beis Hillel, there's a din of kavona. On the kavana, you could be toilet. You don't need breira. The kavana is that if someone wants this for matzah, it'll be for matzah. Taka, like Beis Shammai, that the Yerushalmi says, we learn that lishma, just like by matzah, sukkah there's a din lishma, by matzah there's a din lishma, then in a chanami, you wouldn't be able to make lachmei toida al tanai. The din of lachmei toida al tanai is not like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai, taka, holds it's a chalois lishma in the cheftza, and then it's ein breira, and then you can't do it. That's what would come out. So let's theorize what we have over here, and then build on more. There's a machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about Lishma by Sukkah. The Yerushalmi says that who would then by matzah there's this machlekes. Everyone holds there's a din of Shmur of matzah. Avada, there's a din of Shmur of Kavona. But Beis Shammai is going to hold there's a chalois. Nafkmini, you can't do breira. The Pel is the Yerushalmi fears ois. L'kuli alma by matzah is a problem. Otherwise, what Pasha, maybe it's chametz. Now, what do you mean maybe it's chametz? Betzeke shel nochrim, the Gemara says, is not a problem of chametz. maybe Bitzeker Shel Nachrim, you can tell based on it's a dough. You can still tell as it's a dough whether it became chometz or not. Maybe. But I was thinking maybe to say that Bitzeker Shel Nachrim means that a goy was doing it, but a yid was standing there, which is the next topic we're going to go into now. Very interesting maisa. We know you need shmur matzel, matzel l'shma. Can a cheresh shoita v'katan or a nochri need the dough? Can you have goyish workers in the matzah bakery? And a yid will stand there, oymer al gabov, and he'll say, l'shei matzah mitzvah. It's a big shayla in the poiskim. Some poiskim say it doesn't help oymer al gabov. And thus alone, that could be a pshan in b'tzeker shel nochrim. B'tzeker shel nochrim could mean that there's no chash it was chometz. There was a yid standing there, oymer al gabov. So there's no problem that it's not chometz, but it's not l'shma. Now, be very careful what we're doing here. On one hand, there's a klaliyistik shayla. Whenever you need l'shma, by shchita, by gittin, by various other dinim, by ibud, oiris, for say, for Torah, for the klaf, can a guy do it? And a yid stand on top of him and say the l'shma? It's a big shayla. We're not going to go into all the details of that. It's negeya by weaving strings for tzitzis, preparing a klaf, gittin. Is oymer al gabav help? Let's assume Oymer al Gabav doesn't help, or Kaponim, it's not a posh to Maisa. Comes the Minchas Chinuch, and the Emes, the Makar for this is really, there's a Meiri, and a Ritva, and Rav Hai Goin brought down in the tour, a Moira de Kazach. A Goy is kneading the dough, yeah? You take the flour and the water, and a Goy is kneading it, doing the Lisha, and radling it, and preparing it, and putting, making the holes, the whole process, a Goy is doing it, and a Yid is standing on top of him. So you're going to say, no, it's not l'shma. A goy can't do l'shma. A chayr shoyt of a cotton can't do l'shma. I oymed al gabav. Oymed al gabav doesn't create l'shma. It's not poshut. A kaponim will say it doesn't create l'shma. Frekt, the Minchas Chinuch, he asks it. He says, oydev alei evoy. She wants to ask a shayla. It doesn't say in the Torah that you have to knead the dough l'shma, and that you have to radle it l'shma, and bake it l'shma, and make holes in it l'shma, and grind it l'shma. It says you need shmira lishma. So think about that. By kachim, the shchita has to be lishma. The zrika has to be lishma. By gittin, the ksiva, the kosavla has to be lishma. The Torah didn't say the lisha should be lishma. That the creating and the working has to be lishma. The shmira has to be lishma. Ushmartem es hamatzis. So what's the problem? A goy and a chereshayt v'katan are doing all the work, but the yid is standing there and he's doing the shmira. This has nothing to do with Oymed al Gabav. Oymed al Gabav is a shayla, like we mentioned, which whether by various things, where the asiya needs lishma, the ibud oirois, the ksivas aget, the various things, can a yid Oymed al Gabav and create the lishma. But here, what needs to be done lishma? Not the lisha, the aricha, the tchina, the afia, the shmira. No, there's a yid being shmira. What's bechlal the shayla? Why isn't it poshut that a goy could create, do all the work, and a yid should just stand there and do the lishma? Says the Minchas Chinuch, a tremendous chiddush, and there's makaris to this from other Rishonim already also though, the Meiri. There's a sugi in Chagiga, daf chof, lagabi shmira, fehesach hadas by Tyrus, if you masich das from something, if you choshes that it's tumma, but it's mavur, the Gemara says a klal. Ein odom mishamer ela masha biyodoi, v'loi masha biyad chaveiroi. There's a din that shmira must be only what's in your hands, not in someone else's hands. The reason why you can't have in the matzah bakery, chay reshoit v'kot nochri, and they're going to do all the work, and the yid is going to stand on top and do the shmira lishma, because ein odem mishamer masha biyad chaveiroi. Only what's in your own hands. And that's why memela, the yid himself, has to do all the works and all the things, because otherwise he can't be doing the shmira. More than that, even if a different regular yid would do it, and a different yid standing next to him is doing the shmira, it's not shmira. The shmira is the one that's being misasik, only he could do the shmira. There's a major topic called machine matzahs, which we're not going to do all the gists of it, but one of the major issues of machine matzahs is that the Acharonim Tainid, it's not a good matzah because it wasn't lishma. The lisha wasn't lishma. The machine is doing it. So they declared, can you stand on the side, and that's Oymer al Gabav, can that create the lishma? According to this Minchas Chinuch, the Acharonim say this. You don't need lisha lishma. You need shmira lishma. Now, if a different human being is kneading the dough, a goy, a chayr shet v'kotten, ain't not the mishamer masha biyad chaveiroi. But a vada person could be mishamer masha biyad hamachoina. There's no din that a machine is a shter that someone else can't be shomer it. Something that's in one person's hands, a different person can't be shomer it. It's a moiridik ofrais. The reason why you are able to use machine matzahs is if you learn that the din of lishma is not a din of lisha lishma, afil lishma, tchino lishma. It's a din of shmira lishma. Now, eno de mishamra mashabiyad chaveiroi. But you could have a shmira, the guy stands next to the machine, and not that it's therefore considered that the lisha was done lishma. Bubba maizes. Maybe not, but not, we're going out like that now. The shmira was lishma. A shmira of a machine is a good mishmira. It's a whole new look at why shmira of machine masses would be good. Lefizeh, I heard once from another gadol, interesting nakuda. You know, we talked about the kasha before, that the Yerushalmi says that whether you need lishma by matzah is a machlokes beshami beis hillel. A gevald. It's a machlokes beshami beis hillel if you need lishma by matzah. A matzah avada need lishma. Shmartem es hamatzis. And the Yerushalmi is making a tzushtel beshami beis hillel. We spoke about it, but kenzain is a different word. The din of shmira that you have by Beis Hillel, that's a din of shmira that the shmira should be lishma. What the Yerushalmi says that according to Beis Shammai, we learn that from Sukkah, tesvov tesvov, that just like Sukkah needs lishma, also matzah, there it's taka din and the asiya, that the lisha has to be lishma, the tchina has to be lishma, the different chalokim of the arbit has to be lishma, the asiyas amatzah needs lishma. Mer de gezach, shmira lishma avada you need. That's before the sugya. The machlek is beishame beis hillel, that Yerushalmi is machadish, that beishame is a din that the etzem asiyah needs lishma. Anafkamina with machine matzahs. The fashteitzach, the Yerushalmi is not discussing machine matzahs, so we'll have to think of other nafkaminas about this chakira. But the etzem zach, the mer de gezach, that avada is a din that the shmira has to be lishma. What the Yerushalmi meant that they brought down from the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is going to be that the Asiyah has to be Lishma. The next stickle the Menchas Chinuch brings is the sugya of Isas HaKlovim. Isas HaKlovim is dough that a person made and he had in mind that it's for his dog food. He probably made it with coarser flour, but that's not really the Ikar Nakuda. The Ikar Nakuda is he had in mind that it's for his dog food. Now the Mishnah says in Chalo, Perak Aleph Mishnah Ches, Isas HaKlovim, if you had in mind only for dog food, then it's not Chayiv and Challah, you don't make a Birchas HaMozen, it doesn't have a din of bread, you can't use it for Erev, and it's not a good matzah. But if you had in mind it's also going to be for people, for the Royim, then it is considered a bread, it is Chayiv and Challah, it is considered a matzah. So it's a clear-cut thing, the Mishnah puts a Klolius to Keshayla. Isas HaKlovim, does it have a din Lechem? It depends. If you had in mind only for the Klovim, it's not chayiv and challah, it's not considered matzah for Pesach, there's no birchas hamozen, a whole rishima. If you had in mind also for people, then not. The yaduah, the problem is that the Rambam in Hilchas Chometz u'matzah perek vav alocha hey, he brings down this din, he also brings it in Hilchas Challah, in Hilchas Bikurim, but over here by Chometz he brings it, and he says, Isas HaKlovim, if it's only for the dogs, it's not good, because it's not shmur l'shma. And everyone goes to town on this. Hilchas Chinuch brings it, there's a famous Reb Chaim on it. Why does the Rambam have to say that Isas HaKlovim is no good because it's not Lishma? Isas HaKlovim, if it's only for the dogs, is not Lechem. You don't make a Birchas HaMozen on it either. It's not Chayiv and Challah. Why do you have to give a dramatic new reason that it's not Lishma? Anyways, it's not a Din Lechem. Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Nadal, he brings the Mechaber brings the Rambam. The Ramah says, what do you need this? It's anyways Lechem. He says, L'Ravcha de Milsa. There's Torah and the Achrayim about it. Biktsara, there's a Reb Chaim and Sefer on this, on the Rambam. But Reb Chaim wants to say that Isas HaKlovim, be'emes you can change your mind. Even if you originally had a mind only for the dogs, but if they change your mind and say, no, you know what, it should be for people, it changes its status and it becomes Lechem. Suddenly it is Lechem. It is Chayim Birchas HaMazon. Now for Hafrosh Eschala, that's not true. Because Hafrosh Eschala, it's totally in the Shas, Lisha, Gilgal Ha'isa. If when you were kneading the dough, at that point you thought it's only going to be for Klovim, so it gets a din that it's not chayiv and challah. Even if afterwards, while you're baking it, you had a mind it should be for people, it's going to be considered lechem. It'll have birchas hamazon. It doesn't need hafrosh eschalah anymore. Because the hafrosh eschalah is totally in the Gilgal Isa. But would it be good for matzah? Now you changed your mind. Let it be a matzah now. That's where the Rambam comes in and says, no, it won't be good for matzah either. Because originally it wasn't chal the lishma on the matzah. And since the lishma has to be chal on the matzah, then b'shas the Gilgal Isa also, because you need shmira, mishas lisha. And b'shas lisha, it wasn't the din lechem, it's not able to be considered, going to be considered shmura. I'm saying it mamish b'ktzor, it's a big arichas in the Reb Chaim over there, it's kedai to see the Reb Chaim on Isas HaKlovim. Well, Chaperain, one more noise. The Gemara says that you need matzah haru'uy l'shiva. This is a Gemara. Gemara says also you need sukkah haru'uy l'shiva. The Minchas Chinuch tells so. But matzah haru'uy l'shiva is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, where the Gemara says that lachmei toida, we already said this, lachmei toida are not good for matzah. Rabbi says the reason is because it's not l'shma, it was l'shem. Zevach, not l'shem matzah. And Rabbi Yosef says the reason is because it's not royal shiva. The Gemara then goes on that should be other reasons. It's matzah shira because it has oil in it and various other questions. But we're going specifically in that Rabbi Yosef said that a matzah has to be matzah royal shiva. Frektim and Cheschinach, he brings a kasha from the Tama Melech. We know that the Yerushalmi talks about whether you're allowed to eat matzah shel chodosh and say esei doicha loisa say matzah shel chodosh, matzah shel tevel. It's a whole shaila. Again, we're not doing the broader topic of Esed Echaloise. The Shagas Ari and Simon Sadivov talks about it. But Frektim and Cheschinach, specifically this Nakuda. You're going to have a matzah that's osur. It's tevel, it's chodosh, it's machalas asuris. You made a neder and you can't eat day on it and it's not, you can't eat it. And then you want to say, you should be able to because Esed Echaloise say. It's not a matzah haroyal shiva. At best, max, you could eat it right now, because right now you're doing Leil Tezvov, a mitzvah's essay, and the essay will be doicha the loisei. But this is not a matzah you could eat tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's going to be osur. So just a little bit, there's a lot of details there, but b'ktzara, matzah shel tevel, nunu, you could eat it all seven. You could be mafresh, trumas, and maizers afterwards, and it will become roi. Matzah of d'mai, you could always be machker nechosov, and an oni could eat d'mai. Matzah shel chodosh, on Tezayanis, and the next morning, you're going to be able to be makar of the carbon oimer, and then you will be able to eat it. There is a lull of a few hours, the morning of Tezvov and the night of Tezayin. Oh, but no, most of the 7 days, you're able to eat the matzah shel chodesh. A matzah that you made a neder on, most other people could eat it. Minchas Chinuch has another teretz, at the end of the shtickel, in Sifkat and Chavzayin, that like the tzad and the, you could eat something achila sheloi kedarka. So then, and you won't be over the Isser, so this matzah technically is royal kol shiva, because you could eat it in an oifen that it would be royal shiva, that you could eat it shaloi kedarka. And one last teretz is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin, the Emes says that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and we're talking that first year, they want to eat matzah shal chadash, and we're clearing, should you say asadai chaloise? And we're asking, how could you? It's not royal shiva. So the teretz is, really there's a heter of kodli de chaziri, which means that the Yidden, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they were in a melchama matzav, they could eat whatever they want. So what was b'chlal the shayla of matzah shel chodesh? Because matzah has to be lachem, and once it's lachem, you have to buy it from the goy. Once it's lachem, it's, you can't use the heter of kodli de chaziri. But to go tell me that this matzah is not royal shiva, of course it's royal shiva. For the next 7 days, I can eat it kodli de chaziri style, and I'll have the heter of kodli de chaziri, and that way it will be considered matzah royal shiva.